Maybe you heard this saying.
也许你听过这一句话。
If you aim at nothing, you hit it every time.
你假如说是没有目标的乱射的话，那你一定会射中。
Today I want to talk about being bold for 2020.
我今天所要谈的呢，就是怎么样子能够在2020年里面呢，能够勇于委身。
Bold enough to make changes in your life.
有胆量要去为改变你的生命。
So you grow richer in faith and in good deeds.
比如说要在信心上或者是善行上能够更增加。
When I think of boldness, I think about this passage in the book of Acts.
当我想到要放胆去做事情的时候，我想到在使徒行传里面的这一段经文。
Peter and John were called into by the religious leaders and told to stop preaching about Jesus.
当彼得跟这个约翰呢，被一些这个宗教的领袖叫去警告他们说不要传福音的时候。
And this was the response in Acts 4:29.
那他们的这个回答呢，是在使徒行传的第四章二十九节到三十一节。
Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place they were meeting in was shaken and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God boldly.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲神的道。
See, they did not become timid.
他们并没有胆怯。
Instead, they became asked God to enable them to speak boldly.
事实上呢，他们就是放胆的讲神的道。
And God answered their prayer.
神呢也答应了他们的祷告。
People were saved and they changed the world.
许多人呢都得救，而且他们改变了世界。
Do you want to change the world?
你想要改变世界吗？
Do you want to maybe just change your life a little bit?
或者是你只想要改变你生命中的一部分呢？
Will you ask God for boldness this year?
你会向神要求给你放胆的力量去做这些事吗？
So I ask you this question, our first question, whatOpportunity or obstacles are you facing?
所以我要问你第一个问题，就是说有哪些机会，或者是你在面对哪一些机会或者挑战呢？
What problems are you dealing with right now in your life?
现在在你的生命中，你在面对一些什么样的一些困难呢？
Maybe your marriage is struggling.
也许你的婚姻有一些问题。
Maybe you don't talk to your kids anymore.
也许你不跟你的小孩子有一个正常的交谈。
Maybe you have a hurt, a habit, or a hang-up that dominates your life.
你也许心里面受到伤害，或者是有一些忧虑的事情。
They cause you pain and problems, and you can't get rid of it.
或者是呢，它造成你一些痛苦，你完全没有办法摆脱它们。
They're like a curse in your life.
它们就像是一个咒诅。
Maybe you went through a breakup, or you lost a loved one who passed away.
或者是你刚在感情上跟朋友分离，或者是你你一个好的这个朋友去世了。
And your broken heart has not healed.
你破碎的心呢还没有痊愈。
Maybe you have an addiction to drugs or alcohol or pornography.
也许你在迷恋一些毒品或者是色情的东西。
I didn't realize how many Christian men have and teenage boys have addictions to pornography.
我非常的吃惊，就是有多少的这个基督徒，号称是基督徒的年轻人，他们迷恋着这些毒品还有色情。
Maybe you just worry too much over things you can't control.
也许我们都是因为太担忧我们一些事情，我们没有办法控制的事情。
God says, be bold and confront and overcome these problems.
神叫我们呢，要放胆的去面对这些问题。
On the other hand, maybe your life is wonderful.
在另一方面呢，也许你的生活是一切都非常的顺利。
So that's the time to ask, what opportunity or challenge does God want you to embrace?
那现在就是一个时间来问问我们自己，神要让我们迎接什么机会或者是挑战？
What has God laid on your heart that you need to become?
神把什么心意放在你的心中要你去面对呢？
Do you want to be able to share the gospel effectively?
你想不想要很有效的传讲福音呢？
You have to be bold.
那你必须要放胆的去做。
Do you wish you could understand the Bible and teach it to other people?
你希望能够了解圣经，所以你可以教导别人吗？
You gotta be bold and take control.
你也要有胆量，能够去控，要去这样做。
Do you wish you could help someone who is hurting that you see around you?
你会希望能够去帮助一些受到伤害的人呢？
You can do all these things when you rely on God and you become bold.
你可以做依靠神来做这些事情，然后变成放，变成有胆量。
Philippians 4:13.
在腓立比书第四章十三节里面
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
God's saying you can make a difference in God's kingdom when you're bold.
神告诉我们说当我们有胆量去做事情的时候我们就可以在他的国度里面造成一个改变。
I want to ask you the second question.
我要问你第二个问题。
What changes do you want to make?
你在2020年里面想要改变些什么事情
?Is your life just routine?
你的生活是不是就成了一个常规呢
?Are you ready to shake it up a little bit and become something God wants you to become?
你愿把你的生命抖动一下然后变成一个神要你成为的人吗
?The first thing you need to do is to dream.
那你第一个想要做的事情呢就是要去梦想。
What are you dreaming about these days?
你最近在想到些什么事情呢梦想些什么事呢
What you dream about is something you want.
你梦想的事情就是你心里所想要的。
I dream about eating Peking duck.
我梦想到我想要吃北京鸭。
Someone talked about eating the other day and I've been dreaming about it.
很多人在讲说他们吃到但是我呢是梦想我只有想在梦里面想到它。
I dream about going fishing this year and catching a really big bass.
我也梦到呢我要去钓鱼然后呢我可以钓到一个很大的一个鲈鱼。
So I can guarantee I'll probably eat Peking duck and go fishing.
那我梦到说我可以吃烤北京烤鸭我还可以去钓鱼呢。
I dream about helping people know about Jesus Christ and baptizing him in this baptistry.
我同样也梦到就是说我要帮助别人让他们能够奉主耶稣的名受洗。
See, it begins with a dream.
所有的事情都是从我们的梦开始。
You want a better job?
你想要一个好的工作吗
?You want a better marriage?
你希望能够你的有一个美满的婚姻吗
?You have to dream.
你必须要有胆量去梦想。
Nothing happens if you don't dream.
没有梦想一切的事情都不会发生的。
When I talk to people who may be homeless or their lives are going nowhere, I always ask them this question.
当我遇到一些他们无家可归的人或者他们在徘徊的人我都会问他们一个这个问题。
What do you want your life to look like in one year?
在一年之内你想要你的生活是什么样子呢
?What do you want your life to look like 5 years from now?
那在五年以后你又想要你的生活是什么样子呢
?I mean, you want to still be on the streets?
你还是要在街上里面晃荡吗
?Or maybe if it's a teenager with no direction, you just want to keep working at McDonald's, that's nothing wrong with that, but maybe we need to dream bigger.
还是你是一个年轻人，这些年轻人他们只想要一生能够就在麦当劳里面这个搬这个汉堡，而没有一个更大的一个志向。
We need to dream about the possibilities and challenges that God lays before us.
我们真的是要为神要摆在我们面前的这个机会和挑战，要能够勇于去梦想。
Psalm 37:4.
在诗篇37章第4节里面
Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
又要以耶和华为乐他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
I mean, when you're happy in Jesus, God wants to give you everything.
当你在耶稣里面快乐的时候神就会给当你喜欢耶稣在跟耶稣在一起的时候他就会给你你心里所想要的。
Dream big, don't dream small.
勇敢的去大胆的去梦想。不要去梦想一些小的事情。
Is the Holy Spirit whispering in your ear?
圣灵现在正在你耳边说话吗
?You know, when we think about things of God, the Spirit will speak to us.
当我们想到什么事情的时候神呢他就会这也许是神在跟我们耳语。
Write it down.
我们就把它写下来。
When God gives you thoughts and impressions, you write it down and talk to God about it.
当神把一些意念放在你的心里面的时候你把它写在一个小的本记本的笔记上。
You need to dream.
我们需要去梦想。
The second thing you need to do is you need to set goals.
第二件事情呢我们就是要定目标。
How can I make my dreams come true?
我们怎么样子才可以让我们的梦想实现呢？
I set goals.
我们必须要定下目标。
The goals you set must be measurable.
我们所定的目标呢，必须要能够测量的出来的。
You know, it's not like, well, I wish everybody would become Christians.
我们不可以定一个目标说，我希望每一个人都能够成为一个基督徒。
You pray specifically, I wish my neighbor next door to me, so-and-so, will become a Christian. I'm going to pray for that person.
我们要很确切的祷告，比如说我们要我们邻居成为一个基督徒。
Or you're going to say, I'm going to pay off debt.
比如说我们要付清我们所有的债务。
I'm going to forgive that person at work that annoys me.
我要去原谅一个他常常让我这个很烦躁的人。
We need godly goals that bring us, that honor God and bring us closer to God.
我们需要定一些近前的一些目标，所以我们可以带到神面前来。
When our goals align with God's will, that's when miracles happen.
当我们的目标跟神的旨意接轨的时候，那就是神迹奇事要发生的时候。
That's when lives are changed and transformed.
这就是人生会有一个翻转的时候。
That's when we discover the power and joy of being a believer.
所以呢，我们就发现，就是说成为一个基督徒是一个多么喜乐的一件事情。
You need dreams and you need goals.
我们必须要有梦想，我们必须要有目标。
Thirdly, you need a plan.
第三个呢，我们必须要有一个计划。
How will I reach that goals that lead to that dream?
我们要怎么样子按照我们的梦想去达到那个目标呢？我们必须要有一个计划。
What steps do I need to take?
计划就是说我们想要采取的它的脚步的步骤是什么。
And that's when you think and strategize.
那个时候呢，我们就需要思想，我们必须要有策略。
That's when you share your dreams with brothers and sisters and with me and we pray about it.
那个时候呢，我们就需要把你的梦想呢跟其他的弟兄姐妹一起分享，然后跟我啊牧师我们一起帮你来祷告。
Understand this, God will use you the way you are.
我们必须要了解，就是神会按照我们的方式来使用我们。
I had a dream to start a new small group.
我梦想呢，我要开始一个小的一个团契。
And my goal was to meet on a regular basis and have new people, people that weren't going to another small group, to be a part of this small group.
我的目的呢，就是我们必须要按时的聚会。
And the plan was just to invite everybody I talked to that I knew was not in a small group.
那我的计划呢，就是说我要去邀请，只要他没有参加一个团契的话，我就邀请他来。
I got another couple to work with me, and we started.
然后我就找到另外一对夫妇呢，然后我们就开始了。
And for the first year, we had like six people.
第一年的时候，我们有六个人。
I call it my holy women small group.
我称为他们叫做一些圣洁的女人的一个团契。
Because all the people that came were women.
因为所有参加我们那个团契的都是女人。
And they were faithful, and we just prayed. I said, God, I want this to work.
他们非常有信心，而且他们也在一起祷告。
So we kept asking more people, and the group grew and grew.
我们就叫做这个团契里面的人去邀请其他的朋友，我们这个团契就渐渐的成长。
And then finally, we had some people that came that were not believers, and they accepted Christ and became friends with a small group, and I got to baptize them.
后来呢，有些朋友呢参加了我们这个团契呢，他们不信主，但是在一个过程中间，他们信主而且受洗了。
You talk about filling me with joy.
当你谈到就是说，怎么样子让我们的心能够满足喜乐呢
？So I'm thinking maybe I should start another small group.
我就想着，也许我应该再开另外一个团契了。
We need a dream. We need to set goals. We need to have a plan.
所以我们必须要梦想，我们必须要定下目标，然后我们必须要计划。
Proverbs 16:9.
在箴言第十六章第九节中
In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps.
人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。
We plan, God guides us.
我们计划，但是神呢却带领我们。
If my plan works, if it's God inspired, it will bring me closer to God.
假如我的计划是成功的话呢，他就会把我带到神面前来。
It will move the people around us closer to God.
而且呢，它会促使在我们附近的人呢，也跟神有一个更亲密的关系。
So we need to dream, we need to set goals, and we need to plan.
所以我们必须要梦想，我们要定下目标，我们也需要有计划。
But we need one more thing.
那我们还需要一件事情。
Our third statement is this: It takes power to get things done.
那就是我们要完成任何事情，我们必须要花力量。
When you read the book of Timothy and God's word, you realize that Timothy was not like Apostle Paul.
当我们读到这个提摩太书后书的时候，我们看到就是说提摩太跟保罗是不一样的人。
The Apostle Paul was bold and fearless and passionate.
保罗呢，使徒保罗呢，他是有胆量，而且他是无所畏惧，而且他是非常有这个热情的一个人。
Timothy was young and shy.
提摩太呢，他年轻，而且他有点害羞。
So Paul thrust him into the ministry.
所以保罗就把提摩太摆在这个传福音的事工上面。
It was sink or swim training.
这对提摩太来说呢，是一种非生即死的一种游泳的训练。
How many of you know what sink or swim training is?
你们知道想什么叫做非生即死的这个游泳训练吗？
That's when your big brother Eddie.
就当你的哥哥 Eddie 呢？
Decides to teach you how to swim.
他要教你怎么样游泳。
And he just shoves you in the deep end.
他就把你推到这个。
And he goes, swim, Terry, swim, swim.
推到游泳池里面就跟你讲说你开始游啊。
It's on the job training.
这个就是在当时的一种训练。
So Paul wrote to Timothy to encourage him.
所以保罗呢就写信给这个提摩太就来鼓励他说。
2 Timothy 1:3.
在提摩太后书第一章第三节里面。
I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience as day and night, I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears,I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。祈祷的时候，不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。想到你心里无伪之性，这性是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。为此，我提醒你，将使你将神借我按手所给的恩赐再加火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Timothy was taught the word of God by his mother and grandmother.
提摩太呢，从小就被他妈妈和他的祖母所教导。
He had people praying for him and encouraging him.
而且有很多人呢在帮助他，也在替他祷告。
Paul said he had gifts that God had given him.
保罗说呢，提摩太有神所赐给他的一些恩赐。
People laid, elders laid hands on and confirmed his calling.
长老呢也按手在他身上祷告呢，来确定神对他的呼召。
But he had to be bold to turn on that power. He had to stop being timid.
但是呢，他必须要放胆的去做，要不能够再胆怯。
See, I think Timothy was a church kid.
以今天来讲的话呢，提摩太也许就是一个在教会里面长大的一个小孩子。
I'm a church kid. I grew up going to church since I was like 6 years old.
其实我也是一个教会长大的小孩子，我六岁就开始去教堂了。
You probably raised kids who were church kids, right?
你们大概也养了一些这个教会里长大的孩子。
But each of us has to trust in the Lord and turn on the power.
但是呢，每一个小孩子呢，都需要能够信靠神，要把神在他里面的力量能够发挥出来。
I like this phrase in verse 6.
我喜欢在第六节里面说的这一句话。
Paul says, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God.
保罗提醒他说你要如火眺望起来。
Look at this picture.
你看这一张图片。
You know, when you have a campfire, you want it to burn brightly.
我们假如去露营的话，我们希望这个萤火能够烧得很旺。
And you have to sometimes fan the flame to feed it more oxygen.So it burns brighter.
有的时候呢，我们就要拿一把扇子呢，把这个氧气呢扇到火里面去。
And when you're a Christian, in order to be on fire for the Lord, you have to fan your faith. You have to fan the Holy Spirit with your faith.
同样的呢，我们作为一个基督徒呢，我们必须要用信心的扇子把这个火能够扇起来。
Have you ever heard the phrase, "Man, that guy's on fire for Jesus"?
你听过人家说，哇，这个人真的是为神而火热。
The Holy Spirit fire is burning him because he's fanning the flame with his own faith.
因为圣灵煽动了他的心，就像火一样烧起来。
He's busy serving the Lord and enjoying every minute of it.
他很积极地侍奉神，而且实在是享受每一分每一刻。
But some of you are not on fire for Jesus.
但是呢，我们中间有些人呢，并没有为神火热。
The Holy Spirit's in you, but it's like this picture of just smoldering embers, barely lighting up.
就好像下面这一位的张照片一样，就是圣灵的火呢，即马上就要消灭的感觉。
We need to fan those embers with our faith to keep it burning and burning brightly.
我们真的是要把快要熄灭的这个火呢，用扇子把它扇起来。
We need to turn on the power of God.
我们需要能够打开神在我们身里面的力量。
We need to take steps of faithful obedience.
我们呢要向前迈出一步信心的脚步。
Now there's three powers that are mentioned in verse 7.
那这里面有三件力能力呢是在第七节里面所提到的。
The first one is the power of the Holy Spirit.
第一件呢就是圣灵的力量。
We receive direction from the Holy Spirit.
因为从圣灵里面我们知道我们要走的方向。
We receive the Holy Spirit when we become believers.
我们第二个就收到了圣灵以后我们就变成了一个信徒。
And we need to turn on the Holy Spirit power by letting the Spirit drive.
我们必须要能够把圣灵的力量打开来让他来开引导我们。
Let's look at these two verses.
我们再来看下面这两节经节。
John 14:25.
在约翰福音第14章25节。
All this I have spoken while still with you, but the counselor of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you.
25节、26节说，我还与你们同住的时候已将这些话对你们说了，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事教导你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
John 16:13，
还有在约翰福音16章13节里面。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Note the underlined words.
请注意这些下面有划线的这些字。
The Holy Spirit will teach you, remind you, and guide you.
圣灵呢会教导你，会提醒你，而且会引导你。
The Holy Spirit uses God's word to guide you and teach you.
圣灵呢用神的话来教导你来引导你。
It's not just wishful thinking.
这不是只是一些异想天开的想法。
It's intentional.
是要用心去做的事情。
The Holy Spirit might speak to us through what I call the divine whisper.
圣灵当然跟我们讲话的时候呢我们就叫做从神那里来的一些耳语。
Remember when Elijah was running from King Ahab, he went into a cave and God's power was displayed on the mountain.
你记不记得以赛亚当他在逃避这个亚哈王的时候呢圣灵就来他来到面前跟他讲话。
And there was rain and storms and lightning and the earth was shaking.
啊那个时候呢就有又下雨然后又有地动地震。
And Elijah heard the quiet voice of God, Elijah.
以利亚呢就听到有一个很轻的声音跟他讲话。
I call that the divine whisper.
这个呢就是我说的一种从天而来的一个耳语。
Sometimes God speaks to us so clearly, we know it's the voice of God.
有的时候呢因为神跟我们讲话这么非常的轻我们几乎都没有办法听得到。
I've had that divine whisper 3 times in my life. It's not every day.
我在我人生中间只有三次我听到神对我耳语。
I remember when I was trying to decide whether to become a Christian or not,I remember God's voice just saying, tomorrow, Sunday morning, you make a profession of faith.
有一次呢我听到说神跟我讲说礼拜天的时候呢你就要对你的信仰来委身。
So I did.
我就这样做了。
And the next time was, I was watching my wife sing a song and playing guitar, my future wife, and God said, she's the one, you're going to marry her.
我第二次听到神跟我讲话呢，就是说当我看到我未来的太太呢，就现在的太太，她在唱歌的时候，神跟我讲说，这个就是你将来的太太。
So I married her 6 months later.
所以我六个月之后呢，就跟她结婚了。
And the third time God says, well, time to be a pastor, so leave your accounting practice and go be a pastor.
第三次呢，这个神跟我讲说，你要辞去你的会计师的职务，要成为一个全职的传道人。
Here I am today.
所以现在就是我在这里。
God speaks, we have to be bold.
所以当神跟我们讲话的时候呢，我们必须要大胆的去做。
I think the divine whisper is very rare, but God speaks to us 99% of the time through His Word.
我想这种神亲自跟我们用耳语呢，也许这机会非常少，但是呢99% 的时候呢，神都是用圣经来跟我们说话。
You know, sometimes the Spirit is like a gentle breeze just pushing us in a certain direction.
圣灵呢，就像是一些非常轻微的一些微风，在推着我们往前走。
Maybe we see a need and we realize that we have the ability to meet that need and we have compassion.
也许我们看到有一个需要，然后呢，我们就怀着热情的心去朝那个方向走。
I still remember Stephen Fung when he was talking about the restaurant ministry.You know, I'm like, I don't want to do it.
我还记得冯弟兄呢，他跟我讲到要成立一个餐馆的一个团契。
But Stephen was moved with other people, and it happened. People were saved.
在我的那个时候觉得呢，这个好像没有什么重要的事情。但是呢，冯弟兄呢，他继续往前走，而且很多人呢因此而得救。
Are you letting the Holy Spirit push you along in life?
你愿意让圣灵来推着你往前走吗
？This year, what's going to change?
今年有什么事情会发有什么会让你的生命改变呢
？Maybe this year you'll say no to that sinful behavior or attitude.
也许你今年会对那些犯罪的行为说不能做。
You're gonna stop being prideful and selfish.
你要停止去自以为傲而且自私。
Maybe this year you're gonna say yes to God. God, here I am. Send me.
也许你要跟神说是的，我在这里。送我去吧。
Power of the Holy Spirit, we need it.
圣灵的力量，我们都需要它。
Now we see we need the power of love, our motivation.
另外呢，我们也需要神的爱来作为我们的驱动力。
You know, when detectives are trying to solve a murder and they're trying to figure out who is the suspect, they look for someone with motive.
当一个侦探呢，他要这个侦破一个这个谋杀案的时候，他在寻找犯罪的这个动机。
You know what motive drove them to kill that person?
到底是什么动机驱使一个人去杀人呢
？Is it anger or jealousy or greed?
是因为他生气，或者是他嫉妒，或者是他贪婪呢
？We don't move unless we're motivated.
我们除非有。神要我们行动的这个驱动力，我们就站在原地不动。
Nothing motivates us more than love.
没有一件事情能够更使我们驱动我们，就是那个神的爱。
Just think about how much time and money you spend on your kids.
你想想看，你在你的孩子身上花了多少时间和金钱
？Why did you do it? You know, it's not like they pay you back.
你为什么甘心情愿的这样做？因为他们反正也不会把这些还给你。
Your love motivates you.
因为你对他的爱驱使你去这样做。
2 Corinthians 5:14
哥林多后书第五章
For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died and he died for all and those who live should no longer live for themselves but for him who died for them and was raised again.
原来基督的爱激励我们因我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
If we love Christ, we'll be motivated to stop living for ourselves and start living for Him.
假如我们真的爱主的话爱干耶稣的话我们就会不再会为自己而活而是为他而活。
Love energizes our faith. Love gives us joy.
因为爱能够激励我们激励我们的信心。
Love keeps us going when things are tough.
爱呢，也让我们在遇到困难的时候能继续前进。
John 15:12
在约翰福音15:12里面说
My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friend.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
How can we give up our lives for another?
我们怎样才可以为别人舍命呢？
How can we sacrifice that time and energy and our comfort of home to go serve others?
我们怎么样子可以牺牲我们的时间、我们的精力，还有家里的这个舒适感，来去做为神做事呢？
Only through love, the power of love.
只有经过神的爱和他给我们的力量，我们才可以这样做。
Who does God want you to love this year?
在今年里面，神要你去爱哪一位呢？
A family member that you need to forgive?
是家里面的一个成员，你需要去原谅他的吗？
That husband that you need to show more respect to?
是你的丈夫，然后你需要对他能够更尊敬吗？
That wife that you need to love like Christ loved the church?
还是你的太太，你需要爱她，就像耶稣爱她的教会一样呢？
That lady at work that always eats by herself and could use a friend.
或者那一位女士，她每次吃饭的时候自己坐在一个角落自己吃。
That one person you know that needs to hear the gospel message.
总是有那么一位人呢，她需要听到福音。
We need the power of love, we need the power of the Holy Spirit, and we need the power of self-discipline.
所以我们需要呢有圣灵的这个爱，还有圣灵的自律。
This is our conviction.
这个就是我们需要委身的。
Look at this phrase at the bottom. We pray like everything depends on God, and we work like everything depends on us.
在下面这一句话里面就讲说，我们祈祷的就像一切取决于上帝，但是我们工作的时候呢，就像一切都是由我们自己来决定。
It's like the two sides of the same coin.
就好像一个这个钱币的这个两面一样。
Self-discipline. We pray like everything depends on God, and we pray like everything depends on me.
我们祷告的时候就像说神是决定一切的，但是我们做的时候就变成说我们来决定一切。
We need to do our part.
我们必须要做我们的部分。
God is not going to get you up and get you going.
神不会早上叫你起来去该做该做的事的。
We need to exercise self-discipline.
我们必须要操练呢自律。
You tell your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit what to do.
我们必须要告诉我们的身体，我们的头脑，我们哪些事情我们必须要去做。
First Corinthians 9:24.
在哥林多前书第九章二十四节里面。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last.But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached it to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
岂不是在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一个。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力增进的，诸事都要节制。他们不过是要得到能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得到不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我争斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反倒被弃绝。
Note the words, run to win, go into strict training.
请注意这里面所说的，就是说我们去赛跑，我们就要去赢。
It's very intentional.
这是非常有用，需要用心去做的。
It's not running around aimlessly.
而不是呢毫无目的的乱跑。
When my grandson was being too bothersome, my daughter would just tell him, "Go run in circles."
当我的这个小孙子的时候淘气的时候，我的女儿就叫他说啊，你就在那个地方绕着圈子跑吧。
Then he'd just run in circles in front of her and burn off all that energy.
然后他就在我女儿面前呢跑这个绕着圈子跑，然后把他所有的这个精力都耗费掉了，就累了。
But he'd go nowhere.
但是呢他在那边绕圈子的时候呢他哪里也去不了。
Too many of us at this church, we run aimlessly.
在我们的教会里面也有一些人呢，我们也是在那边绕着圈子跑，没有目标。
We're busy, but we go nowhere.
我们虽然是很忙碌，但是呢我们不能够到任何地方去。
Too many of you fight like you're fighting the air.
有些人呢，我们也好像是在跟空气打架一样。
It's meaningless battles that mean nothing.
跟空气打仗就是一场没有办没有意义的一些一些一个战争。
So we need the power of self-discipline.
所以我们必须要有自律的这些能力。
You say no to many things in your life.
我们必须要对着生活中的一些事情来说不能去做。
Paul says, I beat my body and make it my slave.
保罗说呢，我鞭打我的身体呢，变成让它变成我的奴隶。
You bring your body under control.
我们必须要把我们的身体呢，在我们的控制之下。
You don't let your feelings, desires, and addictions tell you what to do.
我们不能让我们的感觉、我们的欲望，还有我们的其他的事情来叫我们做什么。
You tell them what to do.
而相反的，我们必须要告诉他们，他们应该怎么做。
Self-discipline is taking steps to strengthen your faith.
自律呢，就是跨出去来增强我们的信心。
When I was in college, I would go visiting with the church and share them the gospel.
当我在大学的时候呢，我常常会出去跟别人分享福音。
I wanted to be good at it.
我要尽量做得很好。
So I memorized the entire four spiritual laws.
所以呢，我就把整个这个福音里面的四个属灵的定理呢，记得很清楚。
I mean, I memorized everything, all the verses, all the points.
而且呢，我把重要的这个经文全部都记起来了。
So that I would be ready.To share the gospel if the opportunity came up.
所以当机会来的时候，我就能够准备好跟别人传福音。
See, God wants you to be an instrument of righteousness, and we have to put in the time and the energy to be that person.
所以我们必须要能够花时间，还要花我们的能力，才可以成为神要我们成为的正义的器皿。
See, all the wishful thinking of the world takes you nowhere.
所以只有在那边思想的话，是没有办法达到任何地方的。
But when we follow the Holy Spirit's direction,
但是当我们那个由圣灵来引导我们的时候
，when our hearts are filled with God's love,
当我们的心是充满了神的爱
，when we act with conviction,
当我们这个行动的时候是有委身的一种使命感
，miracles happen, people change,
奇迹就会发生了，人也会改变。
We change one heart at a time to trust in Jesus.
我们呢，从改变一个人的心开始。
So, look at these two questions.
现在来看看这两个问题。
What obstacle or curse do you want to get rid of in your life in 2020?
你想在2020年摆脱什么障碍或者是咒诅呢？
What is the Spirit convicting of you of that needs to change?
到底圣灵今天在驱动你去改变什么东西呢？
On the other hand, what opportunity or challenge do you want to embrace in 2020?
第二个问题就是你想在2020年把握什么机会或者是挑战呢
Is it time to love more and teach God's word?
是不是该是爱更多的爱神或者是教神的话语
Is it time to reach out to that neighbor that you've never talked to?
是不是今年你需要去跟你的邻居来跟他们传福音呢
As you think about these two questions, what will you write down? Write it down on your bulletin right now what God is telling youneeds to change.
当你在思考这两个问题的时候，什么东西要浮现在你脑海里面，就把它写下来。
And then will you pray for boldness in 2020?
同时呢，也请你能够在2020年里面求神给你放胆去做这些事。
You know, God's power is only available to those who trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord.
因为神的力量呢，只能够彰显在那些相信耶稣基督是他们的救主的人身上。
As we start this new year, I want to ask you, have you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord?
在我们要今年刚开始的时候，我在问你们，是不是愿意让耶稣基督作为你个人的救主？
You know, God wants to give you His Spirit to give you direction and power. It begins when you trust in Jesus.
神呢要把这个圣灵给你，所以你才知道你要去走的方向。
When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we understand God's plan and purpose for our life.
当我们是被圣灵充满的时候，我们就知道神的在我们生命中的这个目的和他的计划。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that you want us to change.
父神啊，我们知道你要我们改变。
And you want us to become more like Jesus.
你要让我们更像。
But maybe there's something, some obstacle keeping us from doing so.
但是有些事情拦阻呢，让我们没有办法这样做。
Father, I pray we be bold and make the change.
求你给我们胆量，让我们能够更亲近你。
Father, we know that maybe there's some opportunity you want us to embrace.
父神啊，也许有些机会，你要让我们能够去迎接他们。
So our faith will grow rich. Our faith will grow rich and deep.
因为我们这样做的话，我们的信心就会更增加。
And that will be richer in good deeds.
而且我们在很多善事上也能够做得更多更好。
I pray my brothers and sisters say yes to you, Jesus.
我希望我们弟兄姐妹都能说，主啊，是的，我愿意。
I pray that they will make that commitment to you today.
我为这些弟兄姐妹来祷告，他们愿意在你面前做这样子的承诺。
Father, there's someone here today who has not made that decision of trust in you, that they will say, yes, Lord Jesus, I believe in you.
即使那些人他们也这样做的话，我也希望呢，他们自己会说，是的，我相信你。
Father, we just worship you now and trust in you completely, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我在敬拜你的时候呢，我们同样的能够信靠你，我们这样祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名。阿门。